A labor of love, if at all merciful, you would think, might not be too demanding or not take too long. But this labor of love, Ward's rafters, required attention for 24 years. Larry Ward kept it up the last 9. It was unique to our community. Mahalo to all who gave so much. When Herbert Ward got a job playing bass with the Honolulu Symphony, the whole Ward family moved to Oahu in 1966. Son Larry Ward says, as organizers of the Hawaii Chamber Orchestra, they often needed places to rehearse and perform.
So finally, one day they said, well, we got this huge space we've been using just for rehearsal space and storing costumes. Why don't we, make something of it? So my dad got to work.
On the Ward home on Mauna Loa Street in Kaimuki, the floors and bathroom had to be finished, soundproof. Windows.
The day that he finished this, he went downstairs to the second floor porch, and my mom was in the garden, and he leaned over the railing and says, okay, honey, I think I'm done. And that night he came up here and he dropped dead of a heart attack. And so the first event here was the celebration of his life. And this place was packed.
And the newly inaugurated Ward Rafters was often running with jazz.
People started contacting us, says, we play bluegrass or Celtic music. Is there any way we can do that here too? So we said, okay, how about Friday, Saturday evening? Optional. Sunday was the given. My mom was insisting, we have to have continuity, no breaks.
Larry's mother was the legendary Jackie Ward in the 60s and 70s.
She was hired by Alfred Price to work at Parks and Recreation. So she immediately started saying, let's put on these huge festivals.
What was the idea for her?
Just get into music and dance and song and arts and food and get together and socialize, and connect.
Oh, she was a trip.
Pianist Les Peets was there at Ward Rafters' inception in 1994. Was it sheer love of music?
Yeah, it was, because she wasn't making it. If anything, she was breaking even. You just showed up and you played and you had a great time.
Everyone listening just put a little something in the calabash when they left. How did that usually work out for musicians?
Quite well.
Jackie Ward was also the first board chair of a public radio initiative in Hawaii. Though any mention of Ward Rafters on radio, for example, was strictly verboten.
I was very strict about that. We could not do any public advertising yet, but didn't need to.
You'll never find another place like that.
Singer, guitarist Rachel Gonzalez.
It was a venue where people came from all over, went through, they got inspired. For people like me, I grew in that place.
Guests would bring their own wine, beer, poo-poos. There were at least 150,000 of them, says Larry. That's every weekend for 24 years. Over 3,000 performances.
One thing that really distinguished us is here, everybody focused. And if anybody got out of hand, my mom would go, shh. make sure that people listened. And musicians love that.
Jackie Ward passed in 2014, and Larry is giving Ward's Rafters up only after a valiant effort at crowdsourcing. So is it over? There's a thread continuing. April 22nd, 3 to 6, at Dragon Upstairs. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.